Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio in Madison and in Waukesha on the Shaw. Well, another crooked deal from the Republican Party. I should say from the fascist cult that used to be known as the Republican Party, formerly known as the Republican Party. Gableman and Voss, believe it or not, announced that they have just reached a verbal agreement to extend the contract with Gableman to pay him more money, verbal now, for as long as he wants. No written end date anymore. This is a crooked deal. This is your tax money. Now listen to this and pay attention. The contract provided that Gableman should wrap this up by October 31st. That was in writing. And initially in writing, he was going to get $44,000, period, him. And then his guerrillas were going to get about $2,500 each, period, and wrap it up by October 31st. Then Voss extended it to December 31st. December 31st was, a week ago. It expired. But in the meantime, they started paying Gableman $11,000 a month. A month. Not a cap of 44 total, $11,000 a month. $20,500 a month for whatever staff he chose to hire, and he didn't have to disclose who they were, what they were doing. Actually, $350,000 for data processing, data analysis, without any disclosure as what qualifications, who it was, what they're planning to do, why the Wisconsin Election Commission can't do the data analysis. Oh, wait a minute, they did. This thing was recounted several times. And then Trump paid for a third recount in the three big Democratic parties, Milwaukee, Madison, and Brown County. And now they're going to do a cyber ninja thing on your dime. It's partisan, it's wrong. But now they've reached a verbal agreement where there'll be no limit on the amount and no limit on the time, on your tax dollars. One of the great producers in Hollywood, back 100 years ago, he was full of malapropisms, and one of the things he once said was, quote, "A verbal agreement isn't worth the paper it's written on." And that was pretty good. A verbal agreement is like a nose of wax. You can push it around and say whatever you want. Gableman and Voss were asked, why a verbal agreement? Why don't you write it down? If you're going to give him unlimited access to tax dollars and time. And they said, well, the contract was in writing, but it did not provide that extensions had to be in writing. Let me unpack that. I've practiced law. Gableman's a lawyer. I assume he practiced at some point. No one ever heard of him. He was a judge for a while, and now he's looking around for work, and he's got himself a real pigeon, $11,000 a month. I'm the pigeon, so are you. We're the taxpayers. In any event, many, many contracts will have provisions in it, written contracts, that this is subject to extension with the agreement of both parties. Sometimes it'll say written, sometimes won't. But if it's in a written document, you assume it's going to be written. Nobody has to say that. And if it's taxpayer money, when Voss is not providing documents in compliance with the court order to show how the money is being spent, when that's happening, you assume that they'll do what's called a codicil or an amendment or an agreement or an extension, something to this contract. And they just sat down for a brewski or a coffee and they go, Gableman, do you have some time to do more work? I sure do, sir. I sure do. $11,000 a month. Well, at least for now. Yeah. Okay. And the staff, yeah, it's up to you, Gableman. Up to you. I don't read the invoices. That's happening with your tax money. Contracts are not unending. They have written termination dates. They have clarity and an agreement on how much is being paid to whom, how much is being paid to whom. This one was in writing. It should have ended October 31st. The clown Gableman, Lurch, Bigfoot, Frankenstein should have gotten a total of 44 grand capped. 44 grand capped. That isn't what he did. Getting 11 grand, that just came out of thin air. Where'd that come from? Where did that come from? Right out of thin air. Right out of thin air. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Glad you could weigh in again. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hey, Matt. Great show as usual. I don't understand why there isn't any people that are representing us making an objection to this. I don't understand why anybody working, you know, for us in our government isn't taking this on. You know, those, I don't know what to call them this morning. I'm trying to be polite. Fascists, I'm going to just call them like it is. Those fascists, they passed some kind of law. I remember when Walker was in office, you know, they passed any kind of law that would help their donors and hurt the public. But there was something that was passed I remember watching, and it had something to do with verbal, you know, if you made a verbal agreement with some business, you know, and you're just your average Joe, and you didn't have it in writing, you know, that business wasn't responsible. And I can't remember what business it was, and I thought, why are those dirty rats? Well, you know, if you make a verbal agreement, that wasn't any good, but the public didn't really get a lot of information on it. Well, this is the way these people operate. They do whatever the heck they want. They're not held accountable, and they do things that hurt us, the taxpayer, the voter, and, you know, all of us. And I hope people who have an R after their name in independence wake up, and we got to get rid of these sons of guns because they are hurting us. And you know what? They're the example for what's going on in the federal government. They started in Wisconsin. Walker did everything he could to break down the pillars of our democracy in the state of Wisconsin. And they're doing everything they can at the federal level. And people in Wisconsin, you guys need to come together and get these sons of guns out of here because it's not good for anyone. That's my 2 cents worth. Matt, you have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Gene. I always enjoy it. You're right on the money. A verbal agreement is very dangerous. They can be enforced sometimes, but, you know, when it's the Speaker of the Assembly and a former Supreme Court justice who goosed his pay from capped 44 grand to 11 a month, and this goes without any end date and any limit even on the 11 grand a month. He may say, look, this is starting to require a lot of work. I need 15 grand a month. And then 20,500 a month for staff. What staff? Why aren't you turning over documents? What are you doing? Who are you doing? He won't do it. He may need some more staff, could be 30 grand a month. And then they have these data analysts and all this. This is tax dollars. I mean, this is serious stuff, okay? I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever. There's a partisan deal that shouldn't be done at all. But at least it should be done in writing so that people know what the obligations are. When you go in to sue on a contract that's verbal, it's a he said, she said. He said, she said. Gableman has a pigeon. He has a fish on the hook, and this guy is going to feast for a long, long time. It's wrong. It is a fraudulent violation of the obligation to protect our tax dollars. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.